1,300 soldiers and policemen who deserted or refused to fight in Basra have been dismissed by the country's government. Since the operation in Basra, government officials have revealed that about 1,000 members of Iraqi security forces have mutinied and in some cases handled over vehicles and weapons to militias. Here's Slobodan Lekic.
Government troops are conducting sweeps through neighborhoods trying to find illegal weapons and ammunition and actually hunting for active criminals who have taken refuge in Basra.
And the International Monetary Fund and World Bank are wrapping up their spring meetings by looking at the effect the unfolding financial crisis is having on food and energy prices in developing countries. The president of the World Bank says it needs to respond to what he calls an immediate emergency by helping those countries improve health care, reduce malnutrition, and lower infant mortality. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I want people to know when I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Zimbabwean authorities say they will recount the votes from nearly two dozen recent parliamentary races. A state-run newspaper reports that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission will conduct a full recount of the presidential and parliamentary ballots cast in 23 constituencies. All but one of them were won by the opposition. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
They have voted. The presidential election results have not been announced. We cannot wait any longer for the announcement of these results.
A power-sharing deal is being implemented in Kenya. President Mwai Kibaki has named his rival to be prime minister. The two men agreed in February to share power after weeks of deadly violence followed the country's disputed presidential election in December. And President Bush's national security advisor says the kind of quiet diplomacy that the U.S. is practicing is a better way to send a message to China's leaders. Stephen Hadley, appearing on the Sunday News Show, says it would be a cop-out for countries to skip the opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
The Cadillac Escalade. Cup holders. Researchers say that's one of the top reasons women buy one car over another. Not for 103 horsepower, or black leather trim, not chrome accents, or even 1 year OnStar service. Nope, cup holders. Maybe those researchers need a little quality time with a different kind of woman. The Cadillac Escalade. Experience one today. Cadillac. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit.
Visit OnStar.com for system limitations and details.
Former President Jimmy Carter is getting a cold reception in Israel. Here's Mark Levy.
As president, Jimmy Carter brokered the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. But in the 30 years since then, Carter's worn out his welcome in Israel. The cap was his recent book called Palestine, Peace Not Apartheid, charging that Israel's using the tactics of the old racist South African regime in dealing with the Palestinians. So Carter won't be meeting Israel's leaders while he's here this week. He will see Israel's ceremonial president, Shimon Peres, who's a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, like Carter. Mark Levy, Jerusalem.
Pope Benedict is asking the faithful to pray for his upcoming visit to the United States.
I ask you all to pray for the success of my visit, so that there may be a time of spiritual renewal for all Americans.
His first trip to the U.S. as Pope begins Tuesday. He's scheduled to spend 5 days in Washington and New York and will give a speech at the United Nations. And Tiger Woods is starting the day 6 shots behind Trevor Immelman, who says he's excited about the chance to join Gary Player as a South African winner of the Masters.
Gary's won this tournament 3 times. And, Ernie and Goose have come close so many times. And Tim Clark has come close. And Rory came close last year. So, you know, there's a few guys that have had a shot. So, I count myself fortunate to be in this position, and I'm going to just go and give him my best shot.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, thank you for joining us. It is April 13th, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I'm here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, from upstate New York to San Diego, California, coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas. Simulcasting not just on the AM and FM dial, but the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Many of our affiliates also restream the show. Global Shortwave, WWCR, and three different satellite systems. All right, I have been quite reflective the last few days just researching some of the different declassified government programs that are being carried out against the people of the planet, eugenics programs. I, in my research of the last 15 years, have learned that we are living in a false reality. And by false reality, I don't mean a false reality as intense as The Matrix, where you are having this virtual reality fed to your cerebral cortex by a group of supercomputers as you live out your life in a pod supplying heat to drive their systems. When I talk about a false reality, I'm talking about belief systems that we have been programmed with, and I'm talking about a global shadow government or national security apparatus that has developed advanced technologies and has engaged in everything from government narcotics trafficking to banking and money laundering, underground bases, super weapons that make hydrogen bombs look like quaint paper swords. This is the type of information that I want to go over today. And then, of course, take your calls on any subject you would like to discuss. We have Tax Day coming up. The Congressional Commission back in 1981 reported that not 1 cent of any tax money, any of the income tax money, goes to run the country. And Ronald Reagan, of course, quoted that commission and put out his own statement saying the IRS should be abolished. The Internal Revenue Service, what an Orwellian term, they provide a service for you, goes to pay interest on the debt to the private banks that control the issuance of currency, credit, and liquidity. There are hundreds of other taxes that you pay, death taxes, Social Security taxes, property taxes, oil taxes, fuel taxes, real estate taxes, corporate taxes, on and on and on, that do fund the government and all the horrible things government does. But you need to know that the income tax is in the Communist Manifesto. Go read it for yourself. Just type into Google Communist Manifesto, and you should read those 10 planks. It's everything our government's implementing. Public school, open borders, gun control, a private central bank, income tax. Go read it for yourself. Of course, the private banks created it. It's actually not communism in the popular sense. As Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote in Tragedy and Hope, the bankers created communism to con rebelling serfs in Europe back into slavery. They finance it. They want command and control systems. So know that when you pay your taxes coming up in 2 days, that it goes to destroy America and the people, devaluing our dollar, destroying our sovereignty, our borders, our name, are the individuals that bring you the IMF World Bank tax. And that is what it is. Okay. That said, we can discuss that as well at 877-590-5525. If you're listening to the station this originates out of, the mothership, 836-0590, or I should say the flagship, because that is the radio station I'm coming to you from. The flag is right here. The flag of resistance to tyranny, never surrendering. The flag of humanity against the social architects, the scientific dictatorship. Okay, I have the one. Before I get into the slave grid paradigm, let me just give you some of the news we have today. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours, Washington Post. And it says that the brain scanners are going in nationwide, scanning your brain. Another report here, government scientists propose geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere and then admit they've already been doing it. In the last 6 months, thousands of government publications have admitted they are altering the atmosphere. There's no longer a debate about chemtrails. They just say the details are classified. Shut up. They're having it basically added to the jet fuel by law. That way it's compartmentalized. The companies buying their jet fuel have nothing to do with it. It's just done. And the nuclei is being entered into the atmosphere. And they have darkened the Earth by 20%, according to NASA. They are terraforming us, altering the atmosphere. Now, we can have a debate about this. It's kind of like they built the Trans-Texas Corridor, but CNN and Fox, I have clips we played here, say it doesn't exist. As a Texan, we're on several stations in Texas. You are driving along, and you will see Trans-Texas Corridor signs by the state. You will see the highways. You will see them putting toll roads on. But for those outside the state, they just say it doesn't exist, and they even transmit and broadcast TV programs saying it doesn't exist. Just like their chemtrail spraying us, putting poison in our water, everything else, it's all admitted, but you can't get the public to admit it even when there's billboards. Because if they tell the yuppies it doesn't exist, they see the billboard and then say, this toll road I just went on doesn't exist. I mean, this is mass mind control. You're under mind control. The fact that I sound weird and extreme to you shows how you are in a false reality. You literally are programmed. You know, I've told the story that I never believed studying World War II and Nazi history. Read more than 30 books on the subject. I'd still call myself a novice. That the Nazis, the general public didn't believe they were killing all these people. You know, when our troops went in there and found all the death camps and millions of dead people, Germans said, we didn't know, and the troops would beat them up or drag them in front of the dead bodies and make them bury them. But in studying more history now, I know that is the truth. They were delusional, just like us. You know, there's been concentration camps in the United States since 1986. I wrote a book in 2002 with links and documents to the Army's own website. It's all public, but you don't choose to know. There are Americans in slave labor camps for, I guess that's 20-plus years, 22 years. So this is the type of information we cover here. Now, other folks out there will say, well, why are you still alive if this is all true? Because the psychological dictatorship is so, the scientific dictatorship run by behavioral psychologists, they are in such total control that they basically believe that I am just a stimuli to test response and that I am a little toy or something. It just doesn't even matter to them. I mean, you're already ingesting chemicals daily, put in the water supply. declassified by design to reduce your IQ by 20 points on average. It's even higher if you've been ingesting sodium fluoride since birth, which most of us have. And to the scientific dictatorship, this is the ultimate power, the ultimate control freak system, because they're in control. You don't even know they're in control. And they're poisoning you, they're brain damaging you, they're attacking you daily, and you don't even know. This story out of the Washington Post says Defense Agency Research Projects, that's DARPA, Department of Defense, Johns Hopkins University, and others, are engaged in mass mind control operations. See, they're now showing the slaves. They're now telling you. Mainstream news admits mass chemtrailing of the population as chemicals are sprayed on you daily. I have the copy of the government textbook here where they tell the school kids how they're spraying them for their safety. See, they introduce it to the children while they still deny to the adults because...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I know we've got loaded phone lines here. People like Mike and Jack disagree, so we'll go to the head of the line. Your call's coming up later in the hour, but I need to get now into this false reality and just skim the surface at first, and then it's such a wide tapestry of social engineering, biological engineering, guinea pig testing going on against all of us, psychological, chemical in nature, genetic. But here's a story. Final agony of RFA volunteer killed by sarin in Britain. And it's the London Guardian. Because I mentioned this the other day on radio, and somebody emailed me and said, where's the article? There are thousands of tests where they've killed U.S. and British troops from the 50s right through to the 80s, and then it's been classified since then, where they would just march someone in and tell them, go into this chamber, and they'd nerve gas our troops, British troops, our government would. It's not our government, these criminals that run it, in the name of scientists, and they would kill them and then dissect their bodies. Now, that really wasn't about testing what nerve gas does with mammals. They knew with sheep and cows and humans from other wars. It was done to test cadres of scientists and technicians that would be part of that to move on to other projects. That's why at the end of World War II, tens of thousands of Nazi scientists were brought into this nation. And that's why most of the bioweapons labs, chemical weapons labs, NASA facilities are named after the Goddard Space Center from Goddard the Nazi, or the Wernher von Braun Research Laboratories, the head of the Nazi program. He became the head of all Nazi weapons development there during the war for a while. And they were brought here, and my uncle and mom remember when they lived here in Austin, their dad, my grandfather, saying, we got to go see Wernher von Braun. He was into the NASA program. And his little kids, he took them down to see him speak at University of Texas. But, you know, the point is that they brought them here because they formed the cadres to form larger groups that would engage in this type of activity. And so for the elite, because they're willing to do this, they believe that it's survival of the fittest. They're willing to do these psychopathic things, so that makes them stronger than the rest of us. Those of us that don't kill innocents cold-bloodedly, they see as weak and sentimental and pathetic. And starting in about 1996, there have been tens of thousands of admitted tests in this country, taking in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, small children, foster care children, radiating them to death. The U.S. paid Israel to radiate 110,000 of their children. Just type Israeli radiation test on children or ringworm children into Google. You can hear about them frying kids in chambers. All mainstream news, but you'll wonder why you never heard about it. It's just back of the paper here, back of the paper there. We take all these and integrate them in together in my film Endgame. Well, not all of them, just a few hundred or so. There's tens of thousands, as I mentioned. I mean, you could spend the rest of your life just reading the ones that they admit they've done. Now it's all secret, and we know they've intensified it all, but it's being done against general populations. But so understand, you think the government loves you, you think it's legitimate, you think it's good, you think it's taking care of you. It is a bunch of scientists on a complete power trip working for the big private banking families that own the planet that understand how important it is to have cutting-edge science and control the mass of humanity. And if you go to any major biology conference or any major climate conference or any major architecture conference, they just had one last week with Prince Charles here in Austin, it's all about how they got to kill 90% of us. Now humans are bad. And most of you go, yeah, we do. There are too many of us. See, it's such a mainstream view inculcated into you by the elite that you believe it. You just don't know why or where you even heard it. And so understand that any question about the government lying to us, being run by crooks, I wish we just had boss hog crooks running things. I wish they were just shipping the narcotics in as bait so that when you use them, they can throw you in their private prisons building widgets in private prisons owned by the banks that launder the money. I wish that was the case because it's about 100 times deeper than that. Now, there is the non-passive and passive aerosol programs. You can Google that. There are thousands of universities, government agencies that admit they are manipulating the weather, spraying the atmosphere with barium salts, aluminum salts, microbeads. And I kept wondering why none of this was in the news. I mean, until 96, condensation trails, ice crystals from jets, would fly over, and my whole life would disappear in seconds, if not 2 minutes. And they would form at 20,000 feet and higher, and usually in the fall or winter when it's cold, there's more ice crystals. Now, starting in 96, they would suddenly form at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet. They would fan out and get thousands of times their original size and form cloud banks. Planes would fly right next to other planes and not leave trails. And by 2000, there were hundreds of websites and groups and scientists saying something's happening. NASA in 2004 admitted that jet trails had made the Earth 20% darker and were reflecting solar radiation. Now the Earth's cooling. It was heating. The sun had really heated up to record levels. And some said, oh, they're doing that to save the Earth. And then in a major U.S. textbooks, this is used in thousands of school districts, it's Science 1 Essential Interactions, and it is put out by Centerpoint Learning. And in this, they teach the kids that chemtrails are sprayed and added to the fuel, that chemicals are added to the fuel. You see, that's what spraying is. They put out tiny nuclei. It could be different types of nuclei, different materials, micro beads of glass. It doesn't matter. And then it forms clouds. The problem is barium salts and aluminum oxide is very bad for all life forms, especially mammals, and you know, connected to all sorts of nervous system problems, breathing problems. So here it was in a story, chemtrail sunscreen taught in schools. Just Google that, and you can link through to the textbook, and you can go read Science 1. Now, this came out a few years ago. Now, this week, finally, Cybercast News, and then after that, several other news wires picked it up, and we did a more detailed article at PrisonPlanet.com on it. Government scientists propose geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere, research tied to increased reports of chemtrails over past 10 years, or aerosol sprays. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic glass particles to dampen the effects of global warming, despite warnings that the process could damage the ozone layer. Are admissions of government research into altering the Earth's atmosphere tied to increased reports of chemical spraying over the past 10 years? According to documents obtained by Cybercast News Service under the Freedom of Information Act, and you can just go to these documents yourself, scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's DOE, Savannah River National Laboratory, and again, I found this 6 months ago thanks to listeners. We reported it here, but now it's out in the news. South Carolina are conducting limited tests and developing computer models of what might happen if a huge amount of particle matter is shot into the stratosphere. The particles consisting of very fine and special form of glass, porous walled glass microspheres, it's a quote, would be able to absorb a certain amount of carbon dioxide and would reflect sunlight away from Earth, states the article. The project, which began last year and ends April 30th, is closely tied to the idea by Nobel Prize winner Paul Crichton, who proposed sending aircraft with 747s to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. He proposed this in 95. It started in 1996. Now the point is, if you just Google these terms, you'll be on all the universities, Department of Energy, Atomic Energy Agency, foreign governments, and they'll just say, we're spraying you. And then you talk about it on the news, and they say it doesn't exist. I mean, it's like Trans-Texas Corridor. There's billboards up everywhere they're doing it. CNN and Fox. I have clips where they say it doesn't exist. You're insane if you say it. I mean, it's just amazing. We'll be right back. These stories are all on PrisonPlanet.com right now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third-world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pappy woke him up one midnight.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Look, your calls are coming up in a few minutes. And then later in the show, I'm going to get more into this whole control grid that's in place. So we've had a national security dictatorship since 1947 when the government went underground. It's privately owned. All the rage in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was eugenics. The people that set up the shadow government set it up to carry out eugenics. They admitted that in a lot of different textbooks and government documents. When top scientists like Dr. Eric Pianca right here at UT give speeches saying that 90-plus percent of the Earth population need to be killed, they get standing ovations at the Texas Academy of Sciences, or when Pianca and others like Singer are over in London at the Royal Academy, they get standing ovations. And the news reports on this, and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and Prince Charles, they all shoot their mouths off about it. And then the governments in England, Europe, and the U.S. have been caught thousands and thousands of times apiece spraying chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on us. And then it's admitted that in the 20s and 30s they knew that sodium fluoride made you passive, made you dumb, ate holes in your brain, attacked all your major organs, fries your kidneys. You can go read all the studies ad nauseum. I mean, these are cold-blooded people who want you to be unhappy, who want you to be sick, who want you to be dumb. And then they just come out and admit, yeah, we've been spraying the atmosphere, manipulating the weather. Now, everybody knows about cloud seeding and weather weapons, or at least you should. In 2003, it was declassified, the details of the weather weapons in Vietnam, that Ben Livingston, the head of the Navy Weapons Laboratory, a meteorologist, had deployed. They could, during the dry season when there was no rain, make it rain 10 feet in one day and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. He led squadrons of jets. Just a few squadrons could spray and cause that to happen. Before that, he certified secretly with the Stanford Research Institute that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken them, make them stronger. And I interviewed him, and he came on the radio show. Then Fox News, CNN, everybody picked it up. I noticed it had been declassified, saw his name, called him up. He's like 86 years old at the time. He won't come on now. He said he was told to shut up, but I got him on Coast to Coast AM, called up and got them to have him on. So that's the old news. People say, could they control hurricanes? I don't know. U.S. government certified mid-1960s. You can watch the video interview with him at prisonplanet.tv or just Google Alex Jones, Ben Livingston Radio. It'll, you know, the audio is all over the web. Just Ben Livingston, Alex Jones, Google it. I mean, everything I say is documented. But it isn't just that. They have been spraying biologicals on us. They killed Americans in 1968. And I use this example because it's one that's well known. Of thousands, it seems to be well known. 68, they released biological weapon in the New York subways, won't say what. They had government doctors from the Pentagon pre-placed, it was actually Fort Detrick, Maryland, pre-placed at hospitals to, and they were even paying the hospitals, even knew, to see how they would die when they came in. Let me explain. Little girls, little boys, mommies, daddies, grandmas going to work. Your government murders you. It isn't your government. Remember the Manhattan Project? Half the scientists thought it was going to ignite the atmosphere and blow the earth up. The other half didn't. They detonated it and it didn't. Then half the scientists thought if they detonated them in the upper atmosphere, it would cause a magnetic pulse and blow out all the transistors on the planet. So they detonated in one night over 100 of them out in New Mexico, hydrogen bombs in the early 60s. It did blow out transistors all over the country and the world, but not all of them. It did, though, blow holes in the ozone layer. Now, that's on the History Channel. What's that movie? Trinity, where it shows all the government footage for 2 hours of the nukes and A-bombs and hydrogen bombs going on. This is who we're talking about. Now, the hardened heavy cyclotron in Switzerland, the biggest superconducting supercollider in the world, on their own website, it's basically run by the Pentagon, but they built it in Europe, you go on there and they admit, well, yeah, we don't know what this could do, and it could create a black hole, and it could create smashing these ions together in this collider. That's, you know, how we make hydrogen weapons. It could blow the earth up, but we're just going to do it. They're on their website with little video intros saying, oh, yeah, we're going to start doing tests every day with this. And this is how they make A-bombs. This is how they made hydrogen bombs. They had those equations for A-bombs in over 100 years ago. Max Planck and others came up with it. They just do it. They're mad scientists. There's a reason you have that cliched term. I remember reading the BBC 10 years ago, in 1998, about human-animal hybrid clones. I remember reading in scientific journals about how they had part chimpanzee, part humans in 2002 in the Washington Post, and I'd come on air and I'd be called a kook that I was making it up when I had the Washington Post. It is insane, and they've got these DNA guns that randomly shoot other animal and insect DNA into human DNA, RNA, into the mitochondrial DNA that only the females pass. They admit it's giving rise to superviruses, bacteria, but they're doing it in level 2 laboratories instead of level 4s. They're starting a global tax on carbon dioxide that humans exhale. The global footprint tax is a tax on humanity for eugenics. Now, I've spent a lot of time on this. When we come back, I'm going to go to Mike and Jack and Skip and Richard and Lauren and Kathy in short order. But I wanted to just, instead of even reading you the chemtrail article, I wanted to read you the Washington Post today. And there's about 10 articles like this today I've got that are just as bad in the news. Today. You understand? This is today. There's so much of this, I can't even get to it all. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours. Imagine a world of streets lined with video cameras that alert authorities to any suspicious activity. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. A world in which a suspect who lies under questioning gets nabbed immediately because his brain has given him away. Now, see, this is a throw-it-in-your-face article. I remember a New York Times article in 2002 saying every credit card purchase, every phone call, everything you do is tracked. They're throwing it in your face. Let's dissect that first paragraph. Imagine a world with streets lined with video cameras already here that alert authorities, you mean the criminals that run our government and abuse everybody and get away with everything, to suspicious activity. Like demonstrating that they're banning everywhere. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. You mean where they have quack computers, quackery, where they claim the computer shows that you've got evil intent in your mind. Five airports in the U.S. have had that since 2002. CBS, ABC News. It's in my films. It's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, I made in 2002. They put passive MRIs that scan your brain and, quote, show increased brain activity associated with violence. It's quackery. It's a just like they've proven lie detectors to be a fraud. It's just something to fool the slaves into this says you're guilty. It's a total scam. See, so they're telling you it's coming. It's just like they tell you a national ID card is now here in the form of your state driver's license, federalized, when we had it 12 years ago. So, see, a world where police officers – see why I can't cover everything? Because I can read each paragraph and give you all the propaganda. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. See, guilty until proven innocent. Forget guilty until proven innocent. Guilty before anything ever happens. A world in which a suspect who lies under questioning gets nabbed immediately because his brain has given him away. Though that may sound a lot like 2002 movie The Minority Report starring Tom Cruise and based on a Philip K. Dick novel, I'm talking about science fiction here. I'm not talking about science fiction here. It turns out we're not so far away from that world. But does it sound like a safe place or a scary one? Hey, cattle. They're putting hundreds of poisons in your water. They're murdering you and your family. Cancer's gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. Diabetes has gone from 1 in 3,000 to 1 in 3. You're under Black Op Pentagon attack. You understand? I'm risking my life to bring you this information. You're under Black Op attack. Black Op attack. We'll be right back.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Basically, with this Washington Post story that we have a link to up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com says is that they'll just aim a black box at you and it'll just say you're a terrorist. And that's it. You go to a FEMA camp, a labor camp forever. Google civilian inmate labor camp program. When you get home today, cop, you're out there laughing, driving along in Kansas City, Austin, Texas, San Diego, Rochester, New York right now. Okay, go home and type in civilian inmate labor camp program. Find out about Americans in camps since 1986. Well, it was secret for a decade until 1996. And we told the world the minute it was declassified. They were beta testing those camps. Again, it's very simple. You have an elite that believe there are too many of us, that we're bad, and they're testing how to kill us. They're testing how to soft kill us and then tell the doctors how to misdiagnose us. The doctors don't know. They're just told what the American Medical Association says. And then there's all this soft kill operation going on around us. But see, people are getting the news. People know AIDS is engineered. And by the way, that isn't just a rumor. You can pull up the documents on that. And they know about a lot of it. They're now finding out about it. And 99% of us are not involved in this, and the less than 1% that are do it through their control of the financing and the government, and they use national security and now the war on terror to cover up their steps. Here's the other news I've got. Oakland cops going door-to-door asking people to hand in their guns. It's happening nationwide. No warrants. They just demand to be let in. Lawyers moved to get torture memo author John Yoo tried as a war criminal. That's the White House official that said sexually torturing children's okay. Now, go read the memos for yourself. These are very nice people. EPIC obtains documents revealing federal role in state fusion centers. Same thing I told you 10 years ago because I got the documents. CIA runs all your local emergency management systems. They introduce them to the public as a traffic center. The police monitor traffic. Then, and during emergencies, we do this and that. And, but here it is, the actual documents, mainstream news. New documents to tell FBI wiretapping on Americans' emails, IMs, and phone calls. Washington Post admits that it's millions of Americans, no warrants, non-terror related. Of course it's not. You think it's for Al-Qaeda? That's the government. LCIA doesn't spy on itself. Anti-terror laws use a spy on families. CPS uses it to take children. Mainstream news, get ready for terror warnings on your cell phone. billboards, everything flashing. You know, Ben Richards is loose. The Running Man, Who Loves You and Who Do You Love? Police remove Olympic torchbearer on orders of Chinese paramilitary thugs. Chinese troops attack U.S. citizens in U.S. Chinese troops attack citizens in England. Chinese troops attack people in Paris, the French. I'm going to cover this later in the show. Oh, you think I'm joking? No, it's all mainstream news, just right here. Chinese troops in America. Mm-hmm. See, you're living in the Twilight Zone now. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I can't handle the denial anymore. I can't handle any of it. We're going into tyranny. They only leave me around because if they kill me, it'll be too obvious because I'm too vocal. And all the stupid black uniformed servants of this evil as it unfolds. You've been implanted with the cancer viruses in your vaccines. You've been implanted with the mercury. You've been implanted with the chemicals. But you just don't care. You think you're on the winning team. You'll just deny what I say. I understand. I understand. Your kids aren't even worth it to you to check out what I'm saying. Just go ahead and give them the fluoride water. Go ahead and give them the shots. Go ahead and give them your cancer. Go ahead and do... You know, the Nazis really won, ladies and gentlemen. Because the Nazis weren't even the Nazis. The Nazis got what they... Their whole mindset from the U.S. and from England, where eugenics was developed. You know, the Olympic rings were drawn by Hitler. The Olympic torch run was done by Hitler. The first major Olympics was in 36, resurrected from Greece, which was where eugenics came from. Go to the encyclopedia and look up eugenics, and it will say the Greek idea of the godlike man, or eternal youth is its root translation, but then it expands out to mean the eternal youth is what the gods have, immortality. And, you know, if you watch movies like 300 that are exaggerated, but they did kill any babies that had a blemish of any type. You know, that was eugenics, the strongest, the Spartan. And then Plato wrote about how they would cull the mass of slaves and all the rest of it, and how they'd use different layers of education to dumb down, have the hierarchical mass. That's, 2,500 years ago? 2,450-something years ago? Oh, but you won't look it up and find out. No, you're not going to. You're going to be a goodwill slave, aren't you? Well, some of you are going to listen. Okay, some folks disagree. Now calls until the end of the show when I get into gun confiscation going on nationwide. They didn't triple the BATF. Bush didn't triple that because he wanted to suck his thumb. The grandson of the head Nazi agent in the U.S. is a good agent of the New World Order. He's been very effective. Great leadership. Okay, and here comes Hillary and Obama on their heels, or McCain, doesn't matter. They're all anti-gun, so get ready. Get ready. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Jack in New York. Says he disagrees. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, the reason why I disagree, because, you know, I think you're betraying America. I mean, you're blaming America for everything. I mean, you're saying... You know, the government's to blame for 9/11, this, that, and the other thing. You know, I actually don't believe that.
And I bet you think I'm lying about how the government tens of thousands of times has sprayed lethal and semi-lethal toxic chemical, biological, and radiologicals on the American people?
Sir, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Well, hey, I tell you what. You can get bonded, and if you want to make a $10,000 wager... Then we can make that wager, but you won't put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, I'll meet you in Vegas. You can bring 10 of your stupid friends, and they can all bet me 10 grand. We'll go where it's legal. And, again, I'm not a betting man. I know you won't take it, because in your gut, you know I'm telling you the truth. And we'll just see what happens. You see, I wish that it wasn't true that this is all going on, sir. Do you think I made it up about them bringing... tens of thousands of Nazis over here to help run every major agency?
Well, yes, because, you know, obviously, you know, I have a friend who says, you know, you're getting these research from these donors from England.
Pardon me?
As you're getting these research from these two guys from England. That's what I heard about it.
Research from two guys. It's totally admitted mainstream information that tens of thousands of Nazi top scientists and SS officers were brought over here to be in the CIA, NASA, Department of Energy, just everything. And you're just saying I'm making that up?
Yes.
Okay. But you won't bet me about that, will you?
Excuse me?
See, you... I shouldn't be mean to you. Your mom didn't breastfeed you, did she?
Sir, what?
Did your mother breastfeed you?
What are you talking about?
Your brain. Your brain will be about 25 to 30% smaller if your mother doesn't breastfeed you. You know, mammals feed their young. A fatty substance filled with complex fats and sugars. It's called milk. And, I mean, I'm not being mean. You're just retarded, sir. I mean, that's... I mean, as if your mother not breastfeeding you on top of it, you have a small brain. I'm not joking. This isn't funny. I mean, you know, people are laughing. It sounds like I'm being funny. I'm not. It's very sad. This young man's mother didn't breastfeed him. Bottom dollar. And he got fluoride. And everything else they put in there. I mean, he's got a tiny little brain. That's why everybody's getting Alzheimer's. Have you heard how they have early onset at 30, 40 now of Alzheimer's? And then they go in there and they admit it's plaques of heavy metals and chemicals and fluoride. I mean, listen, we're a nation of drones. The government told us that, hey, moms, you don't need to give your babies milk anymore. And they can't. You can't, even if it's the best formula out there, you can't give babies the fats they need that form the brain. I've read the studies. I got time to take one more, don't I? Let's go ahead and talk to somebody else that disagrees, see if they're retarded. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You're retarded, cuckoo, insane.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not being mean to people that have mentally retarded family. It's very sad. I'm not making light of that. I'm saying that the people, and a lot of Americans, are right on the edge of being low-grade morons. Right on the verge of having 70 IQs. And they'll call in and say, I choose not to believe there's a NAFTA superhighway or Trans-Texas Corridor when it's all official on government websites and legislation. And they'll say no Nazi scientists were brought over here. They'll say there were no atomic soldiers. They'll say they didn't radiate foster children. They'll say there was no Tuskegee experiment with black men. They'll just say I'm a liar. And hey, you know, they choose not to believe the government ships the drugs in. They choose to believe in the tooth fairy. Well, I choose to believe in reality. I said the eugenicists have called me up and they said, well, see how dumb they are. Why are you siding with these people, Alex? You ought to join us. The cattle don't want your help. Sir, I wasn't kidding. You're mentally retarded.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
I killed one man, and one local group is offering.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
taxes. Check your watch. It is 5 o'clock.
The Iraqi government has dismissed a huge number of soldiers and policemen. Here's Slobodan Liklic.
About 1,000 policemen and soldiers, including a full infantry battalion, had deserted to the enemy, had gone over and taken their weapons and, in many cases, their vehicles as well, and handed them over to the militiamen.
Since the operation, government officials have revealed about 1,000 members of the security forces have mutinied. And Tiger Woods is still in the picture at the Masters, but just barely. He starts the day 6 shots behind Trevor Immelman, who says he'll give it his best shot for the final round.
All I can ask for myself is to go out there and play as hard as I can and believe in myself. You know, I got to believe in myself and hope for the best.
Woods has never won a major when trailing going into the final round. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. In today's luxury game, the real question isn't whether or not your car has available features like a 40-gig hard drive, a pop-up nav screen, or any of that. No, in today's luxury game, the real question is, when you turn your car on, does it return the favor? Introducing the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS.
Come see why the CTS is the 2008 Motor Trend Car of the Year.
Hi, Mom. What's all this? I got you a cell phone, the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need.
Great. But what's with the 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coupe, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from America's most reliable wireless network, Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings are wrapping up today with a focus on how to deal with the global financial crisis and the effect of higher food and energy prices on developing countries. Bank President Robert Zoellick calls it an emergency situation, adding while many in the U.S. and Europe worry about filling their gas tanks, others are struggling to fill their stomachs. President Bush's national security advisor says it would be a cop-out for countries to skip the opening ceremonies at the Beijing Olympics. Stephen Hadley, speaking on Fox News Sunday, says quiet diplomacy is a better way to send a message to China's leaders because the world would be watching the Olympics. And Pope Benedict is asking the faithful to pray that his upcoming visit to the United States will be a time of spiritual renewal for all Americans. His first trip to the U.S. as Pope begins Tuesday. He is scheduled to spend 5 days in Washington and New York. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Welcome to Rolaids, Relieve It or Not.
I'm Patty P. When I put away pickled peppers in an eating contest, I got first prize and a first-class case of heartburn.
Could Rolaids relieve it or not? Remember, Extra Strength Rolaids neutralizes 21% more acid than Tums EX to wipe out tough heartburn in minutes. And unlike pickled peppers, Rolaids taste delicious. Patty?
Rolaids relieved even my tough heartburn.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids spells fast relief. Life doesn't mean how correlated with symptom relief. Use as directed.
Sounds from Haiti, where United Nations sources say a UN police officer bringing food to his unit was pulled from a car and killed execution style in Port-au-Prince. Haiti has been the scene of deadly protests and looting over rising food prices. Haitian lawmakers today dismissed the country's prime minister, hoping to defuse widespread anger. The prime minister's ouster reflects frustration over soaring food prices in a nation where most people live on less than $2 a day and chronic hunger that has become unbearable in recent months. A man serving life for a 1982 murder in Chicago will ask a judge for a new trial on Friday after two attorneys reveal that their one-time client, now dead, confessed to the crime some 25 years ago. The man who was convicted, Alton Logan, says he's not angry with the lawyers for keeping the confession a secret.
I've been saying this for the past 26 years, it wasn't me.
And Hollywood has gathered to bid farewell to screened legend Charlton Heston. Among those attending Heston's Los Angeles funeral yesterday were California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, former First Lady Nancy Reagan, and director Oliver Stone. Heston died last weekend at age 84. Heston's son says his father was cremated earlier this week. Here's Bob Thomas.
He and the family took the ashes in an urn and planted it behind the church. And he said, we had a ceremony, very brief, just before the funeral.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, I analyzed that last caller's call. We're on your calls here in a moment, and much other news. Notice he said, I heard you get all this from people in England. Somebody that dumbed down, that hooked into the matrix, they don't research things. They just hear it from other people. So they think I get things by hearing it from other people. I must have heard all this, and none of it's true. Yeah, if I say DynCorp's been caught running giant child kidnapping rings, or Halliburton has. Let me just tell you something, fella. I wouldn't be on the air next week if that wasn't true. I'd be sued into oblivion. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, BBC. Now, it's not a big nightly news cycle. That's Anna Nicole Smith and OJ. But, yes, they run giant child kidnapping rings. Or that there have been scores of the heads of CPS in Florida. You have to be one there. It's run by pedophiles. Florida's the worst, run by pedophiles. People that take your kids are generally pedophiles. That's been all over the Florida news. I mean, I'm sorry all this sounds crazy and hard to believe. That's what I mean. The evil is all around us. But because the general public is still good, we're all these suckers thinking that, oh, well, I'm a good person. Everybody else must be good. Well, I'm sorry, Dorothy. We're not in Kansas anymore. And so understand something, young man. And I shouldn't be mean to you, but you did sound so stupid. You're either smoking pot or you were drunk or... if you study, and they've got a lot of medical studies on this, the CC size, see, the first couple years when you get most of the brain growth, still grows a little bit till you're about five, but the CC size of the brain is tied directly to the milk fat, and it's got the milk you need from your mother, plus all of the things that, excuse me, that she is immune to. And so you tie that in with the fluoride and all the other things that are in the water that retard intelligence and brain size and actually rots micro holes in the cells in the brain, little lesions all over the brain from your fluoride that you drink because the government cares about you. That's why a lot of your kids are in a haze. You don't know why. And suddenly the special ed centers of the schools are bigger than the rest of the school because you're under chemical attack, and we have government documents on that. It's in my film Endgame. I mean, official government documents, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, where they said, yeah, we're going to put fluoride in the water, and we're going to give them shots of mercury because it's the best heavy metal to attack the brain, and we're going to lobotomize the general public. I mean, Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World in 33, where the government, you know, brain damages the kids at birth so that they can be the servant class. And he later in 62 gave his last speech at Berkeley and said, this is all real. My brother runs the UN, Julian Huxley, head of UNESCO, director general. And he said, this is all real. This is our plan. And we're doing it. I'm sorry that reality is so amazing. I'm sorry. It's true. It's happening. And you heard that caller going, well, I don't believe that the government ever brought Nazis into the U.S. Now, those of you out there that would have been geniuses, now you're just average, but you probably got some good milk fat when you were little that kind of counterbalanced all the heavy metal and other toxins they hit you with through the water supply, you are able to remember that you've read that and seen that and even seen it on History Channel, and you know it was true. Now, you don't know that they're spraying you and poisoning the water. The guys at the water plant don't know that. They're just told what to do, and the canisters come in, and it's all hidden in plain view and approved. Kind of like the head toxicologist. He had several scientific degrees, also a medical MD and doctor of dental surgery, dentist. He had a bunch of degrees. I've interviewed the guy. He, decades ago, got fluoride rammed through to be put in the water supply of Canada. And then about 5 years ago, he went public and said, my God, I finally read the research. I thought it was calcium fluoride they were putting small amounts of that you do need. This is sodium fluoride. Oh, my God. Breaks your bones, attacks your organs, retards growth, attacks the brain, attacks the kidneys. But what they approve is sodium and stannous fluoride mixed together from the toxic waste dumps with hundreds of other chemicals in it. Now, I just beg you to look into what I've said, folks. Just look at fluoride toxicology studies or sodium fluoride. There's thousands of them. I never forget reading a University of Texas 1933 study where they gave it to lab rats and how it made them all totally retarded. And then they said, well, this is a sedative, but it's also toxic. And the Nazis picked up that UT study, and that's why they put it in the death camp water. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II. But I know you won't check it out. You won't find out. You won't look into it. You won't, because you've been bred to be slaves. Oh, let's look. I got loaded phones. And after this segment, the next, I'm just nothing but calls now. We're about to go to break, but nothing but calls now. Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Calling from Virginia. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I've got a couple of quick things to tell you about, and then I'd like your comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a letter from Edward Sondick, the director of National Center for Health Statistics. Supposedly my phone number was selected by random chance because they need to ask all about the vaccinations and our children's health. Some households may be asked questions about the health services their children need or use. If we have a child between 18 and 35, please have all their immunization records in front of you when they interview.
Yeah, let me stop you and say what's happening. In 2000, they started sending out 35, 45, 69, and plus they had different ones, questionnaires, and saying it's the law, you've got to answer these. When every American has a Fifth Amendment, you don't have to answer the census if they add all those other things to it. It's a total felony every time they send it out, threatening by law, you've got to do it. And now they have hundreds of agencies demanding everyone fill out reports on themselves, and it's just all part of this tyranny we live in.
And one other thing, if you happen to work for the federal government, now they want you to register on a website, and every single time you engage in any kind of physical activity, you've got to report it to the government for some kind of contest on our good health.
Well, that's how they introduce it to you. That's eugenics, where if you don't exercise and they're going to have a record of it and don't eat the, quote, right foods, you're going to be denied health care. Just type in elderly to be denied health care in U.S. under Hillary plan, and it's them saying it. It's not us saying it like we're attacking her. They say you're not going to get health care. It's already that way in England. It's bioethics boards, which is the new term of eugenics. After Hitler embarrassed the eugenicists in 1946, the International Eugenics Society met and changed their name to bioethics.
Thank you, Alex. And Endgame is waking people up. Great video. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all in the Endgame. I could kind of go along with this stuff and shut up and water down what I'm doing and then just go ahead and, you know, let them keep killing everybody. Or I could risk my life and my family and everything. Just go ahead and let you know the truth. We got time for one more? Yeah, let's go ahead and take one more here, then we're going to come back and really go to your calls. Skip in California. Go out to the West Coast now. You're on the air, Skip.
Hey, I want to touch on two things. One is last night I picked up the current issue of Time Magazine, and on page 8, says how the war on terrorism saved one desert outpost, and the picture shows basically a military officer instructing four SWAT team officers going down a street in Playas, New Mexico.
Yeah, Playas, New Mexico.
Playas.
And they took that over 6 years ago, and they're merging the military, the police, everything. CIA runs every major city. I told you that decades ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're controlling which narcotic shipments go in, which go out. They're listening right now. They're running black ops on everybody. And it must be a power trip to be able to poison babies, kill everybody, give everybody leukemia. Ha ha, it's so much fun.
The second point I wanted to touch on was on the torch.
The Nazi torch, which that guy just denied, right. Was real. Mm-hmm.
The first time that it actually was lit in Athens and then traveled the flame from there was for the 1936 Olympics. And one of the reasons they did that was it was so Hitler could get kind of like reconnaissance and intel on all the countries he wanted to invade.
That's right. Stay there. I want you to be able to speak more about that. Of course, they won't check into mainline history. They'll just say you're lying. Chinese troops are in the U.S., in England, and in France, commanding our police. Mainstream news. We'll cover that before the show ends. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, I was standing around the office during the radio show Friday, watching Chinese troops in San Francisco manhandle American citizens. And I said, you know, this whole thing's degenerate. It was a Greek exercise of eugenics to show who the Superman was, who was related to Hercules. And then that's where all the Nazi ideas and the rest of it came from. And I was talking about how Hitler in 36 started the torch run. He drew the rings. He drew the way the flame should look. And then later I come walking back from doing some other work, and Trey's like, oh, man, it was just Walt Blitzer was just saying. In fact, I didn't see it. Swing your microphone around. I should have told you. Swing your microphone around. And but see, people will say when I'm saying this, it doesn't exist. And then when they see it on the news, they'll say, oh, it does exist, but it's good. But the point is they have Chinese secret police, the same ones that arrest people and kill them and take their organs in China. And that's in the news. And they beat people up. They beat up Brits, Americans, French. I've got all the new articles. I've got like 10 of them here. And the police take their orders, and there's no free speech. And if an Olympic runner pulls out a Tibetan flag, they tackle them. Or if they don't hold it up high enough, there's video of them shoving them and giving them orders, Americans. I mean, we're slaves, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that. Let's go ahead and go. Go ahead, Trey. You said you saw Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, yeah. I just saw Wolf reporting on it, and he went on to say how the torch was run through all of the countries that Hitler would soon invade for during the war.
Yeah, so well, every major city.
Well, this whole thing that, you know, I hear the reporters upholding, oh, we just want to celebrate the Olympics. I mean, we're celebrating and we're protecting something that was created by Hitler. I mean,
well, I want to explain to everybody. The modern one was created by Hitler, exactly. But more than that, it is the celebration of the New World Order religion, which is eugenics. Anything else, Trey? You were talking about Walt Blitzer?
Oh, no, I mean, it's just good to see. I mean, yeah, it was maybe just a 10-second bite out of a 2-hour news broadcast about the Olympics. So I was upset about that, but at least they're starting to talk about it a little bit. They just can't deny it anymore, you know?
Well, the globalist, yeah, I mean, I remember the last Olympics, actually 2 Olympics ago, writing articles for Infowars.com. Just type Nazi Olympics Infowars.com into Google. You'll get like 6-, 7-, 8-year-old articles. And I'd get hate mail. You liar. And I'd have the hand sketches Hitler drew and mainstream university links. And they, you traitor, you hate America. You know, it came to Salt Lake, you bastard, liar. Man, all I do is tell you the truth. That's all I'm telling you. And you better understand, the elite openly write and say that they're poisoning you, they're killing you, but because you're too stupid to realize it and fight back, you deserve it. You understand that? And I've had elitist, you know, heads of corporations, you name it, contact me, talk to me, and it's always quote off record so I don't, you know, violate people's confidence as I learn intel. And they just go, the slaves don't want your help. They're not going to understand you. They don't care. They want what's happening to them. I just can't stand by. Even if the public is dumbed down and wants to be slaves, I can't stand by while they CPS people's kids for Saudi Arabians to rape them, you know, over there. I mean, I can't stand by while snuff films are made and while drugs are dealt and then all. I just can't believe it's this sick. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to blast through. Oh, Jay hung up. I was going to go back to Jay and let him comment on the Hitler thing. But, yeah, thank you, Jay, for your great points. Lauren in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to first off say it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Me and my boyfriend, we took a lot of your advice. We went and we bought the Calvin soap, and we use it, and we try to buy non-fluoride toothpaste and all that stuff to try to, you know. Better ourselves. But anyway, I just had a question for you. I wanted your comment on something. I went to the hospital yesterday for a rash, and the doctors gave me a shot or something. I don't know. They probably sterilized me for all I know. I don't know.
Anyway, I went
in there, and all the nurses were wearing, like, camouflage and, like, BDUs, and they had, like, military in the hospital alongside cops in there, and I just want to know what your comment is about that, what you think about that.
Was it a VA?
No, it's just a local hospital here. I went there for a rash, and they just went to have it checked out, and my boyfriend called the hospital to see what they said about it. He's like, oh, and the guy that he talked to, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they're probably doing a bioweapons test in the area. No, I'm not joking. People are laughing. Google Subtilis globigeri bacteria spread over Oklahoma. This is just one from 2 years ago. They sprayed every town with tons, multi-tons, some towns 3 tons, sometimes 1 ton, of a bacteria that causes spontaneous abortions in all mammalian, all mammal species and kills people. But it only kills about 1 out of 100 that get it. And anybody think I'm lying? This is mainstream news. Subtilis globigeri sprayed over every town and city in Oklahoma year long. Every city, every week was sprayed with prop planes at 1,400 to 1,000 feet. And remember earlier I talked about how they had the military and the people in New York when they murdered the Americans in 68. Remember that? And so if you showed up, and was there a lot of folks there with the rash?
No. Oh, I'm not sure. There wasn't a lot of people in the hospital. There was just a lot of nurses. They were all dressed in green camouflage, and there was some guy with, like, a military suit and a sash on. He had a beret, and he's all dressed up in BDU, standing there alongside, like, 4 or 5 cops.
Well, I mean, number one, when they come up to you with a shot, you say, what is that? What is this treatment? And you know, they're supposed to tell you, oh, you have strep. This is this wide-spectrum antibiotic. You're supposed to talk to them.
It was a steroid shot.
Oh, so it was a corticotypic steroid, non-anabolic. Sounds like it was good, what they gave you.
I don't know. Some seemed kind of weird to me. They were all dressed up in BDU.
Well, I mean, that might have been a separate op. Let me tell you a story. I showed Endgame about 6 months ago. I just told this Friday. I'll tell it again. I was the number two, and or is he number three? He's the head. He gave me his card. He is the head media assistant. He handles media, but he's the main assistant. You see him on TV with Perry. And he shows up with his wife, and he's there at Endgame at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. And he said, I mean, I had Rick Perry walk to me when I was eating Mexican food and say, hey, have a nice Thanksgiving, Alex, 2 years ago. So these people all know who I am. And but, no, this guy comes to Endgame, and he comes over and he goes, listen, I want you to know Rick Perry's a good Christian, and I am too, but I want you to know that. And the guy seemed real, you know, clean-cut, nice, friendly, realistic. But he said, but I know that Perry's evil, so, and he admitted. He knew. He goes, well, I'm here because you cover Perry going to Bilderberg. And, you know, I wrote the press release on him going there. I didn't go with the governor, but, you know, I believe he was there to teach him about our system of government. And I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. He goes, but I want you to know I worked at Fort Sam Houston Medical Facility as an Army medic. And they flew in Special Forces guys. We were told to give them shots. And the base gave them shots, and then they all died 3 days later. And then we pulled out all the equipment. We're told to clean it. And he goes, I believe it was a weapons test. So there's the one of the Rick Perry's head guys. Just, you know, I was there, and base gave them the shots. We weren't told what it was, and they all died. You know, and that idiot calls in earlier, and I've got the London Guardian article, headlined, Final Agony of RAF Volunteer Killed by Sarin in Britain. And it goes on to say they marched him in and killed him. Now this only came out, this is one of hundreds at that base they murdered. I mean, you think I'm making this up? You think it's fun messing with these people? You think it's fun? What about those special forces troops that all died? You know, what about all these people? Who's going to stand up for them? Who's going to speak out? Who's going to say, quit killing us? Quit murdering us? It's going on. You got a bunch of mad scientists who think of you as animals carrying out a bunch of eugenics against you. You don't know what eugenics is, find out today. We'll be back after this news telling us how the IMF's saving us or something. But it's good news. Well, I am going to talk about our news. The World Bank's worried about how there's no food for us. Oh, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let's go straight back into your calls. Loaded phone lines here. Let's talk to Mark in Austin. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, wanted to bring up another point with the vaccines and autism. Come across a number of research studies showing 70 to 90% of these kids have a specific blood type, and many of these mothers, beginning in 1968, were giving Rogam injections when the mother and fetus blood types were mismatched, and those injections turns out contain thimerosal, and they bumped this up in the 80s, and many other countries were not doing this, and I keep coming...
Oh, Japan, for more than a decade, has banned giving under a two-year-old vaccines.
Mm.
Japan said there's no doubt, but it, we talk a lot about mercury, the thimerosal, you know, that's its technical name, the type of mercury solution they put in there, but... And so they hide it under that name and others. But a lot of it, almost every person that has Crohn's, and this is mainstream literature, they find that it's from the measles or several other shots where a live virus in it attacks the gut and then gets into the intestines and then causes autoimmune responses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also try to say, well, why is it mainly boys? Well, boys tend to not have a gene turned on that makes their blood-brain barrier, same type tissues you have in the guts, allow these metals and things to cross over easier.
Right.
But the federal court just ruled last month that mercury in vaccines does cause autism.
Yeah. So it's not only the vaccines the kids are receiving, but also the expectant mothers nowadays are giving tons of extra injections for who knows what.
Also, until this became public in the last decade, 6 or 7 years really, almost all of the eye solution had thimerosal, mercury, for your contacts. Now, about half of it, because my wife has contacts, she'll send me, honey, go get me this, you know, at night, and I'll drive out doing my honeydews, and I have to look around and find the one that doesn't say thimerosal. And half the time, I'm, you know, we're on a road trip or something, and I forget and buy the wrong thing, and it's got mercury in it, and I got to take it back. Thank you so much, sir. Great point. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Jennifer in Florida, you are on the air. Hello, Jennifer. You're listening to your radio.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. I've been listening to your show now for about 2 years. I've bought your CDs, Power Storm and Martial Law, and I received my 9/11 was an inside job sticker. I put it on the back of my truck. Got a lot of crap for it, but I also got a lot of thumbs up and a lot of beeps. And I just wanted to say that the Olympic torch was lit by the mother flame in 1936, and Hitler is the one that lit the mother flame. So every time we light our Olympic torches, it's off the mother flame from 1936, the one that Hitler...
Yeah, I forgot that part, but the caller called in and just said, I'm a liar. See, it doesn't matter what we say now.
A lot of people are asleep, and they just don't want to wake up because then they have to realize the ugly truth of it all and that we've been lied to.
But it's not just that Hitler happened to invent all this modern system. He liked it because the ancient Greeks believed in exterminating the other races. And I'm not knocking the Greeks, but we're taught they were all friendly. Spartans had to basically murder one of the lesser tribe members.
Okay.
To become a made man.
I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job, and people are going to wake up sooner or later. For them, it's going to be later, and it's going to be too late, but we're preparing, we're storing food, we're trying to wake people up. It's a hard job, but we're sticking with it anyway, and you just keep doing what you're doing and fighting the good fight, and we're here right behind you.
Thank you. You know, I don't know if the globalists are going to set off a nuke, release bird flu, whatever they're going to do, they're gearing up for it, and they've done things in the past, so don't think they won't do it in the future. And it's key that those of us who understand what's going on, the eugenics world we live in and how we're under a scientific system. See, under national security, hundreds of underground bases, hundreds of underground railways, that's declassified, that they have them. They just won't say what's under there. All these secret weapons, all this advanced technology, all these life extension systems, all of it. And we need to understand that we don't know what's going on. What we know is so horrible, it's hard to believe. Can you imagine what we don't know? They admit they're spraying and manipulating the atmosphere. They admit now they're adding stuff to the jet fuel, which is perfect. They just, under regulations, make them add the stuff to it. The companies just follow the regulations, and it's done. God help us. God help us. Let's go ahead and take another call. Harvey in Florida, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Just flipping out, man, flipping out.
Well, you're not flipping out like you were last week. You really flipped out last week.
That's good. We need to get shaken out of our comfort zone and realize this is serious.
It's very serious, Alex. It's very serious. You know, I've been wondering, like a lot of people ask you, how come they haven't killed you yet? And when I had a radio show, one of my friends was a federal judge, told me, he says, well, they like to have somebody they could leave around to point at and say, you know, it's a free country. You see, Alex Jones is still talking. But I think it's much more than that. I think today I hit on it. What they do is they're using you as a test bed, Alex. The people are so brainwashed that they don't even recognize the truth when they hear it. The brainwashing is complete, sir. That's their report to headquarters.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I keep making a big deal of this. I played it a few weeks ago, and then again a few months ago when it happened. Fox and CNN said Ron Paul is insane. It was basically the same script. He believes in a NAFTA highway and a Trans-Texas Corridor. The Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Same thing on two channels I caught. Then we went and got the clips on YouTube, found them on YouTube and put them up. I mean, the Trans-Texas Corridor, it's billboards everywhere. They're putting toll roads in it, and they just say it doesn't exist. And the public says those signs don't exist.
They have 5,000 people lying for every person like you that dares to tell the truth. So that you're outgunned. But the funny thing is that you outdo them with all their billions and all their paid stooges and all their liars. You outdo them. You and your small crew outdo them 100.
But why do their stooges, I mean, people, I mean, here's an example. You know, the IMF puts out a report saying, and the World Bank puts out a report saying they both did it last week. Oh, we're so upset about there's not enough food, the food prices are exploding, there's shortages. But then I have State Department Memorandum 200. I have the IMF World Bank memorandums from the 60s and 70s and 80s. I have the Club of Rome memorandum to the World Bank. It's in my film. It's mainstream news where they are engineering food crises by design, and they say all of our policies are to exterminate the third world and cause our main weapon is food crises and funding both sides of tribal groups to kill each other. And then I read the 100-point plan as reported even by the BBC and Greg Palast when we got the IMF documents in 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz quit over it. And it talks about how they engineer this. And then I got to hear them on the news. The public thinks they're there to help you.
Yeah, the IMF is getting together this weekend to solve that food problem for the world. So we're in very good hands. And, Alex, I want to leave you with a comedy, a little bit of comedy. Maybe this will lighten you up. Alberto Gonzalez, since he left the employment there in the State Department, is having a little trouble finding work. Did you hear about that? It was in today's paper.
Yeah, when he left as the former AG, and John Yoo is about to be indicted in several European countries. I mean, he wrote public memos saying they can base. I'm not even going to say on air what they said. It's sexual abuse of children. I mean, that's what I mean. Now that's a behavioral psychologist that went too far because they came out and said we're torturing. Yeah, we torture kids in front of their parents. Like we would buy that. Now the people said no, so they're getting ready to burn you. I mean, why do you think they put those memos out about torturing kids?
I don't know, but I mean, with this story today, you're supposed to take pity on Gonzalez that he's going hat in hand to the law firm submitting his resume. I wonder what his resume reads. We'll torture children. We'll drop bombs on innocent women and children. We'll lie to the Congress. Is that all on his resume, you think, Alex?
I think that's probably all on his resume, yeah. But see, that's the problem. We heap all the blame on him, and I agree he's evil. And then the puppeteers behind the scenes, you know, Hillary comes in, Bush goes out, or Obama, or whoever comes in, and then another set of shark teeth roll forward, and then we learn to hate that set of shark teeth, and then another set rolls forward, and we never focus on the shark, we always focus on its teeth. But I know you know that, but I mean, any points on that, Harvey?
Well, Alex, you know, I consider this the people that worked with George Bush Sr. I believe that's where the evil emanates.
It is, yeah.
And we should have driven a stake through their hearts because they keep coming back from the dead.
Well, politically, it's just hell on earth. His father was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. That's mainstream news. I just wish I could have a good life. But instead, everything's fried. The future's very dark. We could wake up. We could stop at any time, but the public just can't believe it. It's too scary to believe it, so a lot of you are going to have to die. We'll be right back.
Wanders all around.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong?
Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
There's a whole nother world waiting right beneath the secret. But there is a new world order right below the surface. You want to go through life not knowing how the planet actually operates, who's in control, the true nature of power, the true nature of the globalists? Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a strong man to be able to research this and face all their crimes. To even try to realize and fathom the darkness we're dealing with. And they'll brag right to your face. They'll say, that's right, the sheer dark majesty, the power. And they'll tell you that you're weak because you're not willing to poison the mass of humanity and dumb them down so you can control them. They'll say, you don't have the will to rule. Well, I know this. I've got the will to fight them. I've got the will to not be a greedy, selfish, control freak bastard. And I'm not backing down ever for humanity. I'm never going to shut up. I control my destiny. I've committed to fight the evil. And whatever move they make, it doesn't matter. I put myself in the way of the fist. All right, we're going to go ahead and jam in a bunch of calls. I promise to get to this, though. I've got the Daily Mail. I've got the San Francisco Chronicle. I've got ABC News. And we did synopses of these at Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. Police remove Olympic torchbearer on orders of Chinese paramilitary thugs. You can read where government officials in England are freaking out, saying they were thugs. They even pushed British lords. They even physically ran into Lord Cho, the London Olympics chief, was overheard describing the so-called torch attendants as thugs. He said, they pushed me three times. They're horrible. Okay, in France, you've got 30 guys in blue jumpsuits who are secret police, the same ones that are in Tibet. And this is in the mainstream articles. And they order the police wherever they're at. And if torchbearers pull out little which is their right in the Olympics, is international. It's not just Beijing that runs it. Waving, you know, even a small sign or even a bandana that says Tibet, they tackle you. They beat you up. They throw you out. But they've been on the news. They'll be running by Tibetans, and they'll just reach out and grab their flags. The first time that got rough, they grabbed a flag away in Paris. So then in London, the people rushed them. But the point is, this is foreign troops engaging in this in the U.S. And it did happen. They tackled a bunch of people, attacked a bunch of people, attacked the Olympic torch carrier when she pulled out a small Tibetan flag. There's video of that. The San Francisco Chronicle got that. And then I had all this other news where they're admitting they're spying on everybody. And I've got Oakland police. They started this all over the country. It's called Knock and Talk. They show up and they say, mind if we search for illegal guns? And then they intimidate their way in. We have newscast of this. This is just gun confiscation under a federal grant. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. Most Americans don't know their rights. The cops show up and say, mind if we look? When you say no, they say, what do you have to hide? And they just wet themselves and let them in. And then they find marijuana, anything else, you go to jail. Just the secret police inspecting your house. Oakland cops could come a-knocking for Junior's guns. A six-month pilot program in which Oakland police officers will knock on doors and ask permission to search homes for guns got the green light from the city council's public safety committee. Just end of America. It's happening all. They've been doing it in Dallas and Tucson for a decade. And we've had the people on who've been quoted in the news articles. They come up and they go, this is Officer Johnson and Officer Brown. We'd like to do a safety inspection of your guns. Because in Dallas, you know, there's guns aren't banned. And well, why? Is there something wrong, officer? Well, just mind if we come in, ma'am? And they report 9 times out of 10, they capitulate. A lot of times, you know, they find anything illegal, you're going to jail. I mean, it's just the end of the country. That's just totally gone. Yep, hell pit. And the FEMA camps are built. They didn't triple the size of the BATF to play tiddlywinks, like I said earlier. Okay, let's jam in 5 final phone calls in the 6-7 minutes we got left. Next is Robert in Arizona, where they've been confiscating guns for years. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Only the fools allow them into their houses.
But see, they're setting the wicked precedent. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're wise to that game, and we've told them, you know, when they knock on the door, there are a lot of Second Amendment activists.
I know, but see, in America, the first call I go to is had it happen.
When they knock on the door and they ask their silly questions, we just say, I politely decline to confirm.
Again, in a total police state, they preemptively come out and, hold on, in a police state, they preemptively come out and talk to you. In East Germany, in Russia, you got political commissars coming to your door. This hidden land of the free, home of the brave, and I'm tired of traitorous police that take part in this evil, saying they're still Americans. Go ahead. I know a lot of cops don't like this. They need to speak up.
Have another glass of water, Alex. Let me finish.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We just politely tell them that we decline to converse, and we close the door in their faces.
This has happened to you? What do they say when you tell me the story. You go to the door, what happens?
Well, when they knock on the door and they want to come in and look around, we just say, I politely decline to converse. Get lost. And we close the door in their face.
And then they try to say, excuse me, well, what do you have to hide? What do you have to hide? Let's come look in your house, cops. Let's come look in your house, cops. Let's come look in your house, cops. Go ahead.
Well, but anyways, that's that. We win. They don't win.
But it shows they're just waiting to get our guns.
Well, the TPD tried it. Thankfully, the Pima County Sheriffs never bought into that stupid game.
Jesus.
But anyways, so I got 3 things to add. One thing is this drooling idiot that called in and pretended that he didn't know what you were talking about concerning AIDS and chronic diseases. I would admonish him to read Ed Hooper's The River or Hillary Johnson's Osler's Web or Leonard Horowitz's Emerging Viruses or Professor Donald Scott's Journal of Degenerative Diseases, Volume 5, Number 3. You can find most of those on the web.
Look, that guy didn't even know how to read. I'm sorry, you're a great caller. I got to move on here. Let's move really fast. Let's move to Eric in Mississippi. You're on the air worldwide in defense of humanity. Last ditch effort. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fighting hard.
Me too, sir. I just wanted to talk to you for a second about the. I don't know if you heard about it in Mississippi. Mississippi is seeking to legalize wiretapping. Have you heard about that?
Yes, all over the nation. They're announcing that no more Fourth Amendment. Nationwide, they're all announcing for all crimes, you know, no due process, no Fourth. I mean, it's all happening. I have stacks of news today. Here, keep talking.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I've watched all your videos, and I support you all the way, man. And in closing, I'd like to ask your question. Knowledge about this UN to investigate 9/11. I mean, is that what is that?
Well, you got Jesse Ventura and everybody else coming out saying it's an inside job, and there are some good people in the UN. I don't think it's their jurisdiction, but they can bring it out and point out it's an inside job. But you watch, that's a lower body in the UN doing that. That's going to get quashed. The people that run the U.S. started the UN in 1945 in San Francisco.
All right. Thanks for your time, Alex. Just keep up the fight, man.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Yeah, it's just total hell's being released. Coming after your guns, saying no more Bill of Rights, just frothing, FEMA camps everywhere. They've gone from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops. They're about to go to 3 million cops. 1 in 10 college grads, Homeland Security related. Just people, I mean, you go to school and you become a punk chump ordering everyone around. That's how it works. Absolute trash. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Summer in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was actually calling in regards to a survey that I was called about, and I usually hang up on those people, but I wasn't really busy at the time, and I figured I'd see what kind of questions they would ask me. And it was a traffic and car survey, but three of the questions, one of them was, how important was terrorism to me? Another one was, how important was how many police are on the street, and did I think that we needed more police on the street? And I answered no to both of those questions, and I told them that
you'll be removed from the survey. They'll say everyone wants it.
Well, I told them that terrorism was the least important issue to me in comparison.
Well, see, that's a control paradigm. What if you said it? 90% of it's fake. See, but go ahead. Good job. Go ahead.
And another question I wanted to ask you was, what is the significance of the Sun Cross to the Nazis? And also, I've heard that in 2012, a lot of scientists are saying that they expect there to be a solar flare, and that that's the reason that the ancient peoples built all of their...
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but the globalists are to the occult, and they believe all this. I'm sorry to JD and Jared and others. Call me back tomorrow on the Weekday Syndicated Show, now 4 hours long. By the way, we shoot video of that live every day. We have a vid cam and document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you want to make the radio show a TV show and actually see what we're talking about in here in studio, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Go sign up over there. I just want to get the word out. I'm desperate to warn everybody. You got a bunch of bureaucrats that are on power trips, and the private families that own them, playing God. We're all under attack. God bless you all. You're under attack too, cops, by your bosses.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNlive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants.
Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You are listening to GCN.